Okay, good evening. Welcome back to our Shari class learning of Avi Mishkan Avner, building a sanctuary in the heart. We are learning Lilui Nishmas and the Zeichon Nishmas and Miriam Fun, Miriam Baschaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShal, Meher Neshama, Havan Aliyah, and the merit of our Torah learning. So let us just go, we're on page 151, actually, but let's just go back to the last paragraph on page 150, just to recap what we reviewed last time. Please, page 150 of the second sefer. It is written, know today and bring it into your heart that Hashem is the supreme God in the heavens above, on the earth below, ain't oh, there is no other. This is a pasuk, of course, that we say in Aleinu as we close our tefillos. This is what we remind ourselves of after every tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. Chazal explained, what is the meaning of ain't oh, there is no other, even in the empty space of creation. So even when it seems that there is nothing, there is never nothing, there is always Hashem. There's no such thing as nothing, and because Hashem is Malo Haaretz Kevodo. In our context, this means one must bring Hashem into every aspect of his life. There should be no aspect of life in which you do not include Hashem in your success, in your failure, in times of happiness, in times of sadness. And we see in this week's parasha, which is Parshas Bishalach, the Jews daven before Kriyas Yam Suf, when the Bnei Yisrael lift their eyes and they see, behold, the Egyptians are chasing after them, and they're very, very afraid. Ayitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem. So in a time of Tzara, last week we spoke about Ki Tzar, Tzar Kish, Asali called Tzar Kish, Ayesh Li Ki Tzar. So you raise your eyes and you say, Hashem. They went from Mitzrayim to Mitzarim. They went to being between the straits. Yam Suf is here, the Reed Sea is here, the Egyptians are here. They don't know what to do. So what do you do when we don't know what to do? And after, you could say that's the time of sadness or the time of fear. And after the Yeshua and the sea split and they cross through on the damp sea bed, so what do? They tap into the Koch of Rina. Rina is one of the gates of prayer. Rina means song. So you could say before Kriyas Yam Suf, Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem, they tap into the gate of prayer based on Shimshon Pinkas' explanation of the gates of prayer, Tza'aka or Za'aka, the Tzadi and the Zion, even though they have slightly different connotations, often used interchangeably before the Yeshua, when they're in the time of panic, tza'aka, v'yitza'aku v'nei su'al Hashem, they call out. We all find ourselves in emotional distress, in physical distress, Rahman al-Hassan, in times of danger, in times where we don't know what to do, we call out to Hashem. That's the kalach of the Jew. And then after they cross the Yam Suf, they're so exuberant, they feel such feelings of joy, they don't know what to do with themselves. What do? They channel all of that joy, all of that gratitude into Shira to Hashem. And that's the Az Yashir that we say every day in our tefillos. Rabbi Mevali Melech Biderman writes, of Isser and Chassidus, he's very much Chassidic-based Vardlach, and he writes that in Isser and Chassidic-based Medrash, they would pick up their coats. What's it, the Bekasha? They would pick up their coats when they would say Az Yashir, so the coat shouldn't get wet. In other words, they really felt that they were crossed as Kriyas Yam Suf, and that's what really we're supposed to feel. Why do we say it every day? The reiteration that when we're in such a time of Tzara, when we don't feel capable of overcoming the enemy, whether it is very much in this safer base, not only the external enemy, but usually with the safer addresses what? The internal enemy. That's exactly right. That's mostly what the Sefer is speaking about, overcoming the internal enemy within. And when they have been successful, then it is a time for Az Yashir Moshe v'Nesra Sashir Zos Hashem v'yamru lemur v'tikach Miriam anaviyah chosarna sotov biyada. Miriam leads the woman in Shir, Moshe leads the men in Shir, and we see really in Parshas V'Shalach that in all times, Kuntavim Hashem, the end of the Parsha, Moshe goes up to the top of the mountain, the top of the hill, when Amalek attacks, and he raises his hand, and Rashi says, quoting the Gemara, do Moshe's hands determine the war? When his hands were up, we're winning the war. When his hands are down, we're losing the war. Moshe's hands determine the war? No, when Yisrael's eyes are faced upward, i.e., when we're looking at Avinu Shebashamayim, when we're praying to God, when we bring him into our life in all times, so then we win the war. And when we forget Moshe's hands are down, i.e., we're not looking heavenward, we think we can rely on our own success, we think that we can fight our own battles, whether it's the external enemy or the internal enemy, so then we're losing the war, we're losing the battle. It all depends on bringing Hashem into every aspect of your life, from success to failure, from times of happiness to times of sadness. There is no place without Hashem. By the way, this week I found it empowering a little bit and helpful for myself when I had a negative thought of the Yetzer. I don't know if anyone else did this. Based on our learning, I did say, Hashem, it's you. I don't know if anyone else did that. Half, maybe? You tried?
I tried.
And?
It's still hard.
But I said, Hashem, this is you. This thought is from you. You gave me the HR. This thought is from you. So I've been wanting for a few weeks, actually. I think I've been carrying this around for possibly a month to go through this piece with you, Rav Tzvi Meir. Please just share with the person next to you. Share with the person next to you, please. I have to find where it is. I'm Mamish Mankarian, and I really think for 4 weeks. 1 second. Did I bring the wrong sefer? No. Hey, Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. Hashem help me, I just found it. Let me just see something. Okay, so we're starting from Vav. Okay? Oh, so everyone has a paper? Okay. Kol yachid yachal hishtanos. I'm going to read it and translate. Kol yachid yachal hishtanos v'lasos mehapachos eita atzma ba'ofen shal lamala min ateva. Every individual is able to change himself and to do the opposite of his natural tendency in a manner that is lamala min ateva. Rav Sham Shemfel Hirsch points out by Kriyas Yamsuf, why do the Jews start screaming at Moshe? After they daven to Hashem, they start screaming at Moshe, why did you take us out? There's not enough graves in Egypt. Did you want to kill us in the desert? Rav Sham Shemfel Hirsch says they saw no way, this is important for our understanding of this piece, al pi teva, no way in nature for God to save them. The sea is here, the water's already at their ankles, the Egyptians are here, what are they going to fly? They don't have wings, we're not malachim. They see, says Rav Sham Shervalosh, their doubts and misgivings vis-a-vis Moshe are understandable. They start to doubt his reliability. They start to doubt his mission. He promised to take them to the good land. Where did he bring them to? To die by the sea? What's the problem? Al pi teva, Rav Sham Shemfel Hirsch explains, by natural means, there seems to be absolutely no solution to their problem, no way out. But we have to remember that Knesset Yisrael is lamal min ateva. We're above teva. When it comes to the battle with the Yitzhar, as much noise as he makes, like the noises of the stomping of Paro's horses, and as much clanging of the metal, like the shields and the swords banging together, and as terrified as we are, we have to remember that we are lamal min ateva. If we involve Hashem in every aspect of our life, then even the supernatural becomes possible. Okay. We have learned from the righteous, may their merit protect us, that the word nisayon, I'm in 9:1. Yesh lo harbei pirushim. What does nisayon mean? If I ask you, what does nisayon mean? Before we go further.
A test.
Okay. So there's actually many ways to understand what a nisayon means. U'b'chol peirush, and in every interpretation, munach koch miyuchad lehitgaber al achad misuge hanisayos. In every explanation, there is a certain koach, a certain power, to overcome that aspect of nisayon. So what does nisayon mean? Nisayon, first of all, ze lashon nes. If somebody asks you, what's the root word, the shoresh of the Hebrew word nisayon, what would you say? And what does nes mean? Miracle. So when we typically think of a nisayon, when we talk about being faced with a nisayon in life, we don't usually think that it means what? Something miraculous. We usually think, thank you God, please find somebody else. I'm not so interested. But meanwhile, it's based on nes. Hefachatavach, sheyehudi tzarich leidasha emesu, shekol yehudi yesho kochos lamala midarachatava. Every Jew has to know that the truth of the matter is that every Jew has powers that are above the way of nature. Shem Shaval Hur says, why do they doubt Moshe? Hamibliyein kvarim b'mitzrayim lekachtanu lamus b'midbar. There's not enough graves in the Egypt. There's not enough room in the Nile River for every male. Why did you bring us here? Lamala minateva. It's not going to happen. How could it happen? Where are we going to go? We're going to go forward, we're going to be in the sea. We're going to go back, we're going to be in the Egyptians. What should we do? Call Yehudi Yesh Lo Koach Shel Nes. Every Jew has the power of a miracle. V'zeh Neged HaNisayon HaRishon. And this is opposite the first Nisayon, the first interpretation of Nisayon. Shehayetzer Nichnas L'Tocha Yehudi. The Yetzer, the inclination, and interestingly, in our chapter, we're almost finished this chapter, by the way, and he's going to end by quoting from Shema. Who remembers what Rashi says, B'chol Vavcha, it's Perek Vav of Devarim? Starting Shema, starts by Pasuk Dalet. So who remembers what Rashi says, V'avtas Shemekecha b'chol v'avcha? B'shnei Yitziracha. Two bases. It should say, b'chol libcha. Why b'chol v'avcha? How should you love God? How should you serve God? With your Yetzer HaTov, and your, it's on the next page where he starts to quote from Shema, with your Yetzer HaTov, and your Yetzer HaRach. So this Yetzer, how do you serve God with your Yetzer Hara? I always wondered that, about that interpretation of Rashi and B'chol Vavcha. I serve Hashem with my Yetzer Tov. I know how. I keep Shabbos. My boys put on tefillin, Baruch Hashem. We light the Shabbos candles. We buy kosher food. So I serve Hashem with my Yetzer Tov. How do you serve Hashem? What does Rashi possibly mean? Quoting Chazal, B'chol Vavcha, B'shnei Yetzeracha. How shall Yetzer nichnas l'tocha Yudi? The Yetzer, the inclination, goes into every Jew. Umidamelo shi afshar lo lihishtanos mehahar galim shalok. You know what the Yetzer tells you? You can't change your habits. You can't change your habits. You've been like this always. It's become habitual. That's how you live your life. Don't bother trying to change. Va'yetzer zanichnas kol kach amuk. This yetzer goes so deep. Sharbe pamim ein margishim zeh. Sometimes you don't even realize it's the yetzer hara because he's so firmly entrenched in you that you can't even recognize the enemy. Sometimes the enemy is obvious. Like when the Egyptians, I was speaking in Atlantic Beach today. I speak at the Nautilus once a week with your mother at the Nautilus once a week. So I was trying to explain to him about Kriyas Yamsuf, and I told him we get so used to the biblical narratives, it's a very different style of shir. The audience is very mixed. There are aides in the audience as well. So I said, we get two sisters. We don't realize the terror of the moment. I said, this is the perfect venue to try and understand the terror of the moment. I said, imagine you're on the patio, you're on the sand. I said, there's the Atlantic Ocean, because where I lecture from, you could look in the main lobby, you could just look out the windows. I say, and we're all standing on the sand, and then you hear thundering down the Atlantic Beach Bridge. I said, I hope everybody realizes this didn't happen on the Atlantic Beach Bridge. You have to understand the age population that I'm speaking to. Some people there never learned Torah before, even the Jews. Some of them never went to a lecture or share before. I said, and you hear thundering down the Atlantic Beach Bridge, and you recognize that the enemy is coming, and the sound of the hooves beating and the Egyptians screaming. It's terrifying. Then we smelled smoke. They were apparently fixing the boilers. One woman said, she's like younger. She says, it's okay, we'll jump into the sea. It was very cute. I said, they're giving us some special effects in honor of the lecture. So, but sometimes you recognize the Yetzer. It's like the Egyptians and the horses, but sometimes it's so deep that you don't even know it's your Yetzer Hara. That he's karnu be'inyan zeh haya kama pa'amim me Rabbi Nachman mi'Breslov. We've already quoted Rabbi Nachman of Breslov many times about the Zuchus Yaganagadim. See, there's a footnote, Yud Ches. So he gives a phrase in Yiddish, but it's translated into Hebrew. As dai gansa velt. As miyush, it means shakal ha'olam miyush. Yeush is how do you translate yeush? To give up, despair. What does it mean? The call achad kama inyanim shebehem margish miyush. Yeush, that we feel with certain. In Yanim, you feel a sense of despair. Let's say you've been working on something for so long and you don't feel you're making progress. I just saw a video clip by Avi Melech Biederman, his daily clips. It was like a 4-minute clip in Yiddish that now with English subtitles. And he says, why did Hashem tell Moshe, Davka to be Mikadesh the Levana when it's dark? When do they say Kiddush Levana? When it's night. They leave Shul and they're Mikadesh the Levana. Okay, the first reason is you can't see the moon in the daytime usually. But Avi Melech Biederman, bro, I just watched it last night, 4-minute clip. I actually wanted to send it out, to post it on the Shari WhatsApp chat, but I don't usually broadcast this. Since I only use it for reminders, I don't want people to think I'm starting to bombard you with extra material, but it was really what we're speaking about. And he says, if anybody wants it, WhatsApp me and I'll send it to you, 4 minutes. And he says, why Davka when it's dark? Because when it's dark, that's when you have the greatest potential to be Mekadesh yourself. When it's the hardest, when you feel you're in the throes of darkness, whether it's usually you're talking about spiritual darkness, that's when you have the potential to rise so high, to shine so bright, to be Mekadesh yourself. So every individual has certain matters. Shabbat Margish Me'oesh, he feels despair. Nish Tzebrachen, Nish Tzekloft. It means who ainu margish shivron leiv and nefilas ruach, but he should not feel. He does not feel shivron leiv, a broken heart and a fallen spirit. Elash is that pashut etzel she'ein yachal ishtanos b'zeh. You feel even beyond despair because you feel I just can't possibly change. I can't possibly change. Ve'ein kedai lashkia b'zeh kolach. It's not even worth me putting kolach into this. Ubeprapid dvarim ve'inyanim shenisu harbe pa'amim v'lo halach. What is he saying? I'm asking. I want to make sure you understand. You're with me. Yes.
I think he's saying that.
Look at me so I could hear you.
The Yetzer Hara is telling us that our habits are so hard to break that we don't even feel bad anymore. We've just given up.
That's exactly right. He's saying that you come to the point where you don't even feel the yeush, you don't even feel the despair because it's so firmly entrenched, you think it's just not worth working on. You look like you're just, go ahead.
That really is the definition of depression, that total yetzer hara, that, you know, that despair, that what's the use feeling.
What's the use? But he's saying you come to the point where you don't even feel the despair anymore because you don't think it's possible to change. I don't know. Let's say there's a certain feeling that we've been doing our whole lives. Okay, everyone has something that they want to change. You come to the point where you think, like, I can't do it. Why? I'm the third line from the bottom of the first column. I tried so many times, I was tested so many times, I just can't do it. We discussed it last week. Every person's his own world. Okay, let's just go to the Yiddish for that. The Hebrew. So now Rav Svi Meir is saying, by every person, this is a different matter. Maybe one person is weak in tefillah. Okay? Maybe one person is weak in lashon hara. Maybe one person is weak in, help me.
Says laziness. What? Lazy.
I can't hear.
Lazy.
Okay, atzlus. Oh, he's going to give examples. Okay, so let's just look at his examples. You're right. Be'achad atzlus. One person feels laziness. Be'achad kapdanus. Exacting. He's very kapdan. He's very
meticulous.
What?
Meticulous.
Okay, but not in a positive way, maybe.
Particular.
Okay. Ube'achad tahar, ube'achad asmadu, ube'achad utzivu. So you want to overcome or acquire certain midos. One person wants to overcome atzos. One person wants to overcome the mid of kapdanus. One person wants to be more tahar. One person wants to have more hasmada, better concentration and diligence in learning. One person wants utzivus. You know what utzivus is? Learning without interruption. My brother in our Torah does it with his Talmidim. They start at the beginning of the year to learn bir utzivus. Means let's learn 10 minutes of Gemara uninterrupted. Let's learn 15 minutes of Gemara uninterrupted. At the end of the year, when they reach a certain goal, they have a big party. He brings in a speaker of Shmuel Marcus. He brought in to be mechazek the boys. Okay, so one wants to increase his learning. Va'ad va'ad b'li shiur. O'b'li b'dika v'chipush gada. Harbei pamim lo yodim afilu sheyesh hargasha kazeh. And sometimes we're so steeped in the HR, we don't even realize that we have a feeling. We don't even realize it's the HR. We don't even realize where we're weak. It's one thing to realize what you're weak and you need to improve, but it's another thing to not even know you need improvement. Va'al zeh mora lashon nisaya nes. So Yehudi Yodea Shiesho Kochos Atsumi Viniflaim. A Jew has to know that he has tremendous power and Viniflaim, wondrous power. Vyachalasos mehapachos gadolis vichal ha'inyanim. You should know you can do the opposite of whichever way you're entrenched. So if you're a lazy person, do not think you're condemned to a life of laziness just because the Yetzer Hara made that habitual for you and just because you think you have no hope of repair. It's not true. You can. For example, I've spoken about it before. I heard first Rav Meir Tversky usually to speak about in regard to his brother Rav Moshe Tversky, Shami Kom Dama. I'm hesitant to bring it up because every time I bring it up, people don't like it. But if you know what I'm going to say?
About not asking anyone to do anything.
See? Very good. So I try, can't say always, I try not to ask people to do things for me. But it's still hard for me sometimes. It's still hard for me. I'm not talking about, I really am a little loath to bring it up. I'm not talking about doing things for the house. I'm not asking your kids to help you fold the laundry, bring in the groceries, peel for Shabbos. The laundry is everybody's job. Mm. Cooking for Shabbos is beneficial for everybody. I'm talking about, it just happened to me tonight. I needed the mishpacha from my room and I didn't feel like going upstairs and it was wrong. It was a failing. I'm telling, for me. So my boys were going out to bar mitzvah, which I was invited to, but I didn't go because I said I can't come. I have shir, Baruch Hashem. So I said to one of my sons, we have a rule, we don't wear shoes upstairs, so Hashem saved me from myself. So I said, are your shoes on? Because the mishpacha was upstairs in my room. Thank God they were on. Because if they weren't on, I was very close to asking. I'm talking about myself. Not only sorry for you, that's fine. If you don't like it, okay. I'm just telling you. I subsequently read it, I think, in the Rav Eliyashiv biography after I heard Rav Meir Tversky say it at the Shloshim. He spoke on the White Show for his brother, Rav Meir Shem Yilkom Dama. So for me, and it's something that I'm like working on this for like years. And still tonight, I said to him, are you wearing your shoes? Why? What did I want him to do?
Get it for me.
Go upstairs. Do you understand? That's a personal need for me. That's not something for the house. One second. Help me bring in the groceries. Who's going to eat the food? One second before you come. Who's going to eat the food? Can I know? Everyone else is in the house. Everyone else is going to eat the food. Whose dishes are in the dishwasher? Not only my dishes. Can you all know the dishwasher? It's a benefit for the house. Can you get me the mishpacha as a benefit for who? That's for me, it's atzlus. Why? I need the mishpacha to prepare for shir. It doesn't benefit my son. It doesn't benefit anyone in the house. Why should he go upstairs more than I should go upstairs? So could you imagine, there's something I work on. They were murdered, Hashem Yinkom Damo Zecher Tzadikim and Kadosh Levracha in 2014, I believe. So it's like 4 years ago. I'm not saying for such a long time. And still, look at the power of the Yetzer Hara. Yes?
You don't think that trait, that not asking anyone to do something for you, you're just going to do it yourself, you don't think that's a little bit haughty?
No, because it's atzlus.
Some people have a personality that goes like this, I'd rather just do it myself. Is that what you're talking about? Wait.
That idea. One second.
Asking someone to help you could also be like a mido.
One second. And what did you want to say? Someone here wants to say something.
It was me.
Oh, but one second.
The flip side.
What?
But when you ask a child to go get you the mishpacha, he's getting a mitzvah.
No. So Rav Yashav, it's in the Rav Yashav biography. Rav Yashav says, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Zchus Yagen Eleinu, what should you train your child to do, to ask the child to do something for the other parent? Then you're teaching them kibud avaim, respect, and cover for the other parent. So you have, that's why I don't like to bring it up. So you have to know for yourself why you're really asking the child to do something. Do you want to be mechanech them or lamais? Is it because you're too lazy to go upstairs tonight? I could raise my hand for answer B. There was no reason for me to ask my child at that moment to get me the shvacha, other than the fact that I did not, I'm telling you honestly, you have to be intellectually honest with yourself. I didn't feel like going upstairs. So Rav Yashav says that what you should do is, and I'm talking about gedolim, okay? And again, sometimes I get emails from people who listen to this shiur online when I talk about this, they don't like it. I say, if it doesn't work for you, I say this every time, it doesn't work. I'm talking about a personal midah that I'm working on for X amount of years. The flip side is my brother, the same one who does the Ritzifus in her Torah, my brother Tommy, and I try and live with this, and I speak with this. Michal, sometimes it's a mitzvah to take. Exactly what you're saying. Why is it a mitzvah to take? You let the other person get a mitzvah. So that means you're making a simcha and someone wants to bring something. That's not the same thing. They're offering to help you. My brother says it's a mitzvah to take because you're allowing them to have a chesed. You're allowing them to have a mitzvah. It's different than me personally not wanting to do something and therefore asking someone in my household to do it for me. Yes.
I think I remember reading, I could be mistaken, but when Rabbi Harbader passed away, there was somebody wrote up about his...
From Darche?
Never asked his kids to do anything.
You're right.
Because if they didn't listen, they would be over on Kibbutz Avayim.
You're right, I remember reading it also.
That made such an impact on that I actually remembered it, so I don't know that that's...
That's another side of the coin. Once you're over bar bas mitzvah, and then they give you a hard time, so then there's a problem also. Right? Again, if it doesn't work for you, don't. But I do ask you to just be intellectually honest and just consider the instant. You don't have to take this upon yourself. Chas v'sham. I'm giving you an example because he said atzlus vis-a-vis one person. I'm giving you an example of how deep the Yetzer Hara is, that even though you could work on something for years. It happened to me tonight when I was preparing for shiur. Do you understand? We're going on something for years. The Yetzer Hara is never going to get up. We thought we left Egypt. We're never going to see these people again. I mean, that's a physical battle, but take it as a metaphysical battle, which is about the Yetzer Hara. We're never going to see them again. 6 days later, they show up. How could you be here? We just left. We thought we conquered you. We thought we're never going to see you again. And what do you have to do? Bring Hashem into aspects of your life. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, save me. My son was wearing his shoes. Thank God. Otherwise, I don't know if I would be able to tell you the story. I'd be too embarrassed. Let's go. So what would I say on Yom HaDin? Let's go. Va'al zeh mora lashon nisayon. That's where in the second column, you know where I'm off to? What? I can't hear. Tell me what you're saying.
Nothing. I still don't get it.
That what?
No, that I think we're still, even if you're a little bit lazy, so what? So the child is a kid, he can go up faster. I'm thinking about myself, that I'm older and I, you know. So if I don't want to go upstairs and the child is 10, 11 years old and they're running up and down the stairs 100 times, like, you know what?
So it depends on every person, every situation, everyone's physical ability. Obviously, someone who's in a more physically compromised situation might have no choice. So in that situation, then you have to go back to what my brother says, Rabbi Dov Fried. So then, Michal, sometimes it's a mitzvah to take. Why? Because you are enabling the other person to have a mitzvah to be the right kochos. So I said, it's like Bechira and Yadiyah.
Exactly. That's what I told Alicia, but that and noodles. We can't talk about this and noodles.
I understand what you're saying. Like, for example, my mother-in-law comes, she's 90 years old.
1 second, what?
My mother-in-law comes to the house.
Wait, ladies, I could only hear one at a time, mamish.
My mother-in-law is 90 years old. She comes to the house with her stuff, and we put her upstairs. She goes up once, like she can't keep running up and down the stairs. So if I tell the boys, take her bag upstairs. But I usually don't ask them to take mine, but like I feel like it is a mitzvah for them to,
That's a different... Wait. You're saying what Rav Yashuv says. Yeah, Rav Yashuv says, train your children to do for the other parent.
Right.
Certainly in this case. That is totally not the situation that I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying, I think in that case, it is, they're learning something, but...
Of course!
It's not a question of using them as, like, a maid,
As what?
When you're asked, I understand what you're saying, that if you're just saying, I don't want to do it, run upstairs, there isn't that saying.
Because there's nothing wrong with me that I can't run upstairs, you understand? Right. Baruch Hashem, I'm physically able to go up the stairs. Baruch Hashem, probably as quickly as my children. There's no reason for me to... I didn't have too much in my hands. I didn't need help from bus. That's all. I'm just saying for me, I don't understand why you would even think it's haughtiness. I'm having trouble with that. I don't even understand that.
It's not that. It's the fact that I personally don't like to ask people for help. Why? Because I could do it better than they could. So I'm not having my daughter make something because... I'll clean up after myself and I'll come out better. So that's the sense of it's sometimes.
So that's a different motivation, though.
Maybe. Right.
That's a different motivation. Yeah. Okay.
But I like that motivation better.
Which one? Which one?
For having a heart meter.
Having them.
Oh, right. Okay. By the way, you see, it's very interesting. This one midah, or this one aspect of Avodas Hashem, you see how many different aspects are. It's really multifaceted. There's the motivation of I do it better myself. There's the motivation of there's no reason I can't get myself. There's the motivation of teaching my children chinuch. There's the motivation of lo tov hayos adam levado, eisei lo ezer kenegdo. It's really very multifaceted. It's fascinating. Really, my point was for me personally, something I've been working on for more than 4 years. I was almost nichshal. For me. Personally.
Amen.
Fancy cup tonight.
It's a very personal situation, and I was reminded of something that happened to me a long time ago. When I was juggling a full-time job, graduate school and classes, and I remember this, my parents were in Florida, and they called me up and they said, oh, can you get my mail? Well, yeah, I was saying yes to everything. My sister had a much lighter schedule.
Wait, but that's a different story, because you're not able to do it yourself.
I wasn't, but I didn't think. I didn't even think of asking for it. I'm like, yeah, I'll say yes. And she said, I have less to do than you. I'll do it. But I didn't even think of asking. I'm like... Like, it didn't even... It was funny,
But that's the situation. Right, if I'm out of town, then I might ask someone to take my mail. So.
No, my point is that sometimes it doesn't even occur to us to ask. Because, the different criteria of do I ask for help or do I not ask for help.
So, again... It's a mitzvah to take. That's what my brother taught me. So if people offered to help me for the bar mitzvah, so then I did make one thing for Shal Shuris. One friend said exile, one friend said salmon. I said, thank you very much. My sister-in-law sent food and vegetables. I didn't say no. You have to balance out what I'm talking about here. Please understand, okay? I want to send for a simcha. It enables people to be part of a simcha, show their love and friendship, express hakaras hatov. It helps me. I'm talking about specific individual situations in the home, etc., where I can, and I'm not physically compromised, able to do it myself. For me, it's atzlus. Maybe not for you. Yes, I want to go on. Joanna.
No, it's okay.
No, I didn't mean to say that. I meant first Joanna, then we're going to go on.
Meaning, I think it's going to get us deeper in here, and I don't think it's going to help.
Okay, fine. So let's go on, okay? So Va'al Zemer Ralashon Yisoy Anisha Yehudi Yada Sheyesho Kochos Atzumim Uniflim. Every Jew has to know that he has tremendous powers, wondrous capabilities and strengths. V'yachol Asos Mehapachos Gedolos B'chalanim. Don't think you're stuck. You could do the opposite of whatever matter you're trying to work on. Nechol Zman Ve'esucha Chayv. It's every time and every desire. Afilu Nisa Harbei Pa'amim V'lolach. Even if you tried many times whatever midah you're trying to work on or a mitzvah you're trying to work on and it didn't go, don't give up. In the right time, it will happen. And every time you try to overcome, even if it seems like you were not successful, even the trying to overcome, mashpia kedusha atzuma. How do you translate mashpia kedusha? It has the fallout of great holiness. How would you say mashpia means to like influence? So, but it doesn't literally mean influence. It means it causes tremendous degrees of holiness to resound. Like think of the fallout of Bahavdil, a bomb. So there is the fallout which causes impact. There is the after effect. So even though it seems like you didn't succeed, there is tremendous influential powers of great holiness. Each stage, each trying to overcome helps you. Misaya is to help you, and it helps you that after a while, in the right time, you will be successful. This is from Parshas Vayera. I've been carrying this around for 4 weeks, back and forth to Kaz every week. The pasuk says, Elohim, it's from Perek Chaf Beis, the beginning of Vayera. God tested Avram Avinu Shabashamayim, Nasan La Avram Avinu, Allah Vasham, Kocho Shal Nes. What does it mean, Elohim Nisaz Avram? This was the 10th Nisayan. The Nisayan of the Kay, the Besar Nisayanis Nisnasa Avram Avinu, Allah Vasham, Vamad Bakulam, Odia Kamechibasa Shal Avram Avinu, Avram, our forefather, was tested with 10 tests, and he passed them on. This is the 10th. And how is the 10th test introduced? With a lashon that isn't introduced by the other nisyonos. Elokim nisa as Avram. So if Tzvi Meir is saying nisa, he implanted in Avraham Avinu the koach of nes. V'hu klal betocho es kol klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu, the founding father, the first one to recognize Ribbono Shel Olam. When the pasuk says Elokim nisa as Avram v'yachar dvarim elach ha'pei pasuk alav. Elokim nisa as Avram, he implanted in Avram the koach of nes, and he kolal betocho. How do you translate kolal betocho? He includes within him, Avram Avinu represents or includes all of Klal Yisrael. Kamosha Armu Chazal Shavinu Shabashamayim Heirim Es Avram Alav Hashem Lamala Mekif Es Harakia. By Impasuk Imperik Tesvav, before the Brisbane of Sarim, the sages tell us that Hashem lifted Avram Avinu Alav Hashem over the Rakia, over the firmament of the heavens. V'Amar Lo Ko Yezaracha. And he said to him, so your children will be. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu in the beginning of Perek Tesvav, this precedes the Akedah, by the Brisbane of Masarim, actually precedes the Akedah by many years, by tens of years. By the Brisbane of Masarim, there's Machlokas, how old he was he 70, was he 75? He had Yitzchak when he was 100. Yitzchak was 37 at the time of the Akedah, according to some opinions. We learned that this year, so there was many different opinions as to how old Yitzchak was. But Lamaisa, the Brisbane of Masarim was either when Avram was 70 or 75, and the Akedah was well after Avram was 100 years old. So way before that, Hashem lifted him up, before he even had Yitzchak, and he said to him, Vayetzo Tso Hachutza, he took him outside, says Rashi, outside of his astrology, and he said to him, so your children will be like the stars. So what does that mean, we will be like the stars? Does anyone remember that I stayed here where Elimelech Biederman says, when Hashem says to Avram, excuse me, Tispar asa kochavim, im tuchal lispar osam ko yezarecha. It relates exactly to what we're learning. Count the stars. If you can count them, so your children will be. What does it mean, so your children will be? So most interpretations mean what? Most interpretations say it means
too many.
Right, there are so many, so your children will be. It's interesting, Pshat, because Knesset Yisrael aren't like so many compared to the other nations of the world. So Rabbi Elimelech Biederman brings down a beautiful Pshat. Ko Yezarecha. What did Avram do when Hashem said start counting the stars? What would you do if someone told you to count the stars? What would you do? I'm not wasting my time. I have better things to do. It's impossible. Thank you very much. Go find somebody else. What did Avram do when Hashem said count the stars? He started to count the stars. Avram did not say, this is impossible. Kol Yezarecha, says Rav Ali Melech Biderman, the Bnei Yisrael will never say, this is impossible. When we face an Yisrael, when we face a massive, when we face a situation, and that's exactly what we're learning. I tried so many times. How could I say to my son, are you wearing your shoes? Maybe not for you. I know why I asked him to go. I'm not physically incapacitated. It's not something for those. It's something I personally need. I personally could run up the stairs, just like my son could run up the stairs. For me, not for you, for me. It's atzlus. So you're never going to say, oi, I failed, now I'm giving it all up. And we will never say, no matter how many times we tried and it didn't go, says Rav Tzvi Meir, you're going to get up, you're going to try again. You're never going to say, I can't do it. But I'm really, you know the book, I Think I Can, I Think I Can, I used to read it to my kids when they were little. The whole time, the little engine that could is... What?
The little engine that could.
And the whole time she's saying, I think I can, I think I can. And the engine breaks down and there's no one to pull her and it's too heavy. And the whole time, and she gets over the mountain, what does she say? I thought I could. One of the kids was just saying they can't do math. They were getting very frustrated. I said, should I go get you the book? I can do it. And they have math help on the side. I said, should I go get the book? I think I can. So what are we learning here? Harimas Avram Avinu Olav Hashem Lamal Mekifas Arkiv Amar Kol Yezarecha. To all your children will be V'lakach Koledas Yitzchak Avinu V'Yakov Avinu Haya B'Nes. The birth of Yitzchak, the birth of Yaakov, it was through Nes. Laharosh, what does it mean it was through Nes? Their mothers were barren. Their mothers were not able to have children. It was a miracle that their mothers had children. One second. Laharosh Zeh HaMetzius V'Ha'atz Mius Vahis Havas shall call Yisrael. This is the reality. This is the koach. This is the strength of every member of Israel. Nes lamala miderech hatava, above nature. Hakamosha avos haktoshi matzuf neikosh baruch hu kisusim bevitzei hamayim. Interestingly, I've been carrying this around for a month, and here we are, Pashas Beshalach, and we've already referenced the horses running. He says that just like the forefathers, the holy forefathers ran before Hashem like horses, bevitzei hamayim. I'm not sure what it means, but maybe running through water. Cain call Yehudi Yesho HaKoch. We all have that koch. I should never say I can't do it. Even if I fail, I shouldn't say I can't do it. Even if I give up in times of success, in times of failure, in times of happiness, in times of sadness, I have to say, Ribono Shalom, I'm working for you and I can do it. And I have that koch. B'vadai zeh lo halach b'pam achad u'lehishtanos b'chol aninim. Even if it didn't work one time, I can still change. Aval, let's just go to the footnote so I don't have to read Yiddish, which I can't read. Aval la'at la'at. I'm in footnote Chaf Aleph. Slowly, slowly. Lochim inyan achad le'ezet tekufa. My brother says that to me. My brother says, I haven't done this for a while. But he says, pick one thing you want to work on this week. One thing. It doesn't mean everything else should slide. One thing. Now I'm going to be better in this bracha. I'm going to be better in my parenting. I'm going to be kinder to my spouse. I'm going to be more patient in the grocery store. I'm going to have more kavana and benching. One thing you want to work on. And that one thing becomes your primary goal. Slowly, slowly. Lochim inyan achad le'ezer tekufa. You choose one matter you want to work on for a certain time period. V'yodim, I'm fono chav alef, ladies. You with me? Okay. V'yodim she'afshar lihitna'er mehaktanos. And you know you can overcome the small things. How? Slowly, slowly. V'ha umeha hergalim, going back up to the column. And from your habits, hitna'ari me'afar kumi. Isn't that beautiful? Hitna'ari may offer kumi. You can rise up like a ladder from the dust. It's so beautiful. Umenasim, umishtadim. You will try and you will try. V'ayadeza, yeshua, lamala, minatevak. And you have the koach that you become above nature because by nature, what does it mean my nature is? We even say that. My natural inclination is, my nature is, but we should never think we're stuck in our nature. We should know that we should be able to rise over our nature. And then when you feel you've made significant inroads in that, and keeping in mind that the Yetzer Hara will never give up, like me saying to my son tonight, are you wearing your shoes? Like, let's say I just say to myself almost, I need to get this. And one of the kids says, I'm running to get it, and they go. I don't tell them to stop. Do you understand? Let's say I'm sitting, and like, if I'm preparing, I say to myself, I need a pen. So they'll get up and say, I'm going to get the pen. I don't stop them. It's me, Davka, asking somebody to go out of their way because I feel at that moment a laziness. Okay, but what can you do? Look at this. It's possible for a person to change entirely. Look at, you know who's a perfect example of this? Rabbi Akiva. And I was going to talk about Rabbi Akiva at the end of this section, which clearly we're not getting to, at the end of this chapter, because of B'chol Nafshecha, the famous Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, when they are scraping his flesh with metal combs, and Rabbi Akiva says, screaming the Shema, and the students say, Rabbeinu Arkan, this is your love for the Ribbono Shalom, and he says, my whole life I was mitzar al ha-mitzvah al ha-pasuk, v'atah shemel kecha b'chol nafshecha, now that they're taking my soul, I shouldn't crown God the king, and his soul went out with Echad. So I was going to speak about Akiva, Rabbi Akiva anyway, but this is Rabbi Akiva. Someone's 40 years old. They're a shepherd. They're an Am Haaretz. They know nothing. They've never been to yeshiva. They have no background. He was ready to give up. When he saw, the mentor says, the water dripping into the rock, he was ready to give up. He was working for Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was so wealthy. It's a play on words. It's an Aramaic. Kalba Savua means Kalev Soveya. Even dogs would leave Kalba Savua's house so satiated because of the plethora. Of food that was available on his estate. And what did Rabbi Akiva do at the age of 40? Ubisof mishtanim lagamri. Somebody else may have said, I'm still going to start now. I don't know one thing. I don't even know the letter Aleph. I don't even know Beis. Now I'm going to start. Nancy loves this because Nancy could be our modern day inspiration. I'm too old. It's too late. I'm set in my ways. My habits are my habits. I can't change. It's not true. You're the malam in a teva. It's never too late. You can change. Because after you work on one thing, ma'at, ma'at, la'at, la'at, and then achar kach lochim od inyan ubesof mishtanim legamre. We should never think we're so set. It's my nature to talk lashon hara. It's my nature to rush to davening. It's my nature to be impatient. It's my nature to be angry. No, it's no such thing. It's my nature to be lazy. There's no such thing. You're the child of Avram Avinu. Ve'elokim nisa es Avram means God implanted the koch of nature inside every Ben Ambas Avram. And that's us. The kaza nichnas ba'avoda shel hashkama v'kima. All this affects our avoda, hashkama, waking up early, kima, getting up, lehit orer, mayhat redima, to wake up from your slumber, like the captain on the ship says to Yonah, Malachan your dome. We have to wake up from our slumber, shahar galim, of our habits. Look at that. The habits are a comatose induced slumber. Metaphysically, we're asleep. We're just going through the motions. This is how I've done it. This is how I've always done it. Therefore, I don't need to change. Yeah.
I was going to say, though, you mentioned the penny machlis about how Korach was in faulted.
Very nice.
For being Korach.
Beautiful.
For not stopping.
Beautiful. Korach says, and he wasn't punished because he was Korach. Very, very nice. Beautiful. It was punished because she didn't ask Hashem to help him change. So we have to wake up early. We have to rise up. His na'ari may afar kumi liv shi bigdei sifar teich ami. Everybody is capable of wearing the clouds of glory, the bigadim of glory, the glorious garment, saying, I am a bas Yisrael, I am a ben Torah, I can do it. I can wake up from my slumber of habit. On Chazarin, you review it again and again. Look what you have to tell yourself. Look at footnote Chaf Beis. The last footnote on the page is very important because sometimes we start off by talking about Yeush, which is despair. What's the key nukuda of the Yetzer Hara? You can't do it. He makes you feel despair. What do you have to tell yourself? Lachzor od pam, but od pam, review again and again. Ani kein yachal. We have to talk to ourselves. You can do it. Hashem, you gave me this Yetzirah. Hashem, you gave me this nature. Hashem, you gave me the habit. But I have the koach. I am able to change. Next time I need mishpacha from my room, I am not going to say, please Hashem, help me. Mama Hashem, save me. Shmuel, are you wearing your shoes? Thank God he was wearing his shoes. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azro. Yachalo. That's exactly what you just said, Shani, about Hani. If Hashem, if you try, Hashem will help you. Hashem will enable you. Ba'ofen shel neis. Vipala vehafla. It will be a matter that is miraculous. You can change yourself. It will be wondrous. It will be the most amazing change you ever saw. But you have to tell yourself, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. And I will be able to. Let's say you're working to improve your kavanah and brachos. I don't know. Everybody knows, hopefully, what they're working on. We're looking to improve kavanah and brachos. And no matter how many times you think it's going to go, well, it's very hard. It doesn't go. We're so, you know, I gave a share yesterday on patience, and I forgot to say this, but it's so true. We're so impatient in all aspects of life. Life lends itself to impatience. You know, there's not only Amazon Prime anymore. Have you heard of Amazon Now? You have to get in 2 hours. You can't wait 2 days anymore. Now it comes in 2 hours. And it affects the way we make our brachos even. It affects our, you know, Asher Yatzar. How many of us really stop for Asher Yatzar? How long does it take to make Asher Yatzar? How long? Count it, time it. Do we stop? Do we have kavana? Oh, when do I have kavana? If chas v'sham, I can't go to the bathroom, then I remember, oh wow, what a miracle. If I can't go to the bathroom, so I'm walking and I'm motioning and I'm talking, and maybe I'm checking my phone while I'm done. It's a problem. So I shouldn't think, no matter how many years I've been doing it this way, I can never change. It's not true. Call Yehudi, ba'ofan lashon neis, lamala min ateva. We try and we try. The Ribbono shel Olam will help us. There should be no aspect of life in which you do not include Hashem. From success to times of happiness to times of sadness, ba'ezras Hashem, He will help us. I wish you all a wonderful week, a good Shabbat.